So this is Chris Fisher with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm joined here with, what's your name, sir?
Sam Smith.
So Mr. Smith, how long have you been involved with the Bridgewater Fair?
So long, I can't remember. I was like maybe 10 years old when I started showing cattle.
Oh, wow.
So that would be 63 years.
Wow. A lot more people showing cattle at that point in time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 4-H cattle. And then, of course, my father was involved. We were in 4-H. My father was involved. And after a couple of years, my father got hooked up with some guy that had sheep. And the next thing you know, my father's throwing sheep in the back of his truck, too. And that's what really got it going. My father had the sheep. Doug Johnson, I don't know if you heard that name before.
No.
Old Doug. They got together and they started a sheep show here at the fair. And they started, actually the two of them got together and started the Connecticut State Sheep Show here at Bridgewater.
Oh, wow.
Which was a real big deal back then.
Did it travel to other fairs too, or?
It could.
Okay.
But they pretty much locked into Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Because I guess we gave them a good bill of goods.
Right, right.
So they stayed here for years.
When did it leave?
That I don't remember, because I got out. My father died, Doug Johnson died, and then actually Pete Johnson, who was Doug's son, and I took it over for a while, and then when we were not doing anything, I would go over and I would help John Schlemmer in the food tent number two.
Okay.
And next thing you know, John Schlemmer says, hey, guess what? You're in charge. So.
It's amazing how things happen like that in nonprofits.
Yeah. And I went over to food tent two and they got a guy named John Egan took over the sheep show. And then Pete Johnson died. I stayed over there, and at one point, I don't know exactly how they lost the state sheep show, but they did.
Okay.
And I wasn't involved anymore, so that was kind of, I think it was out the back door.
Right.
But, remember that.
So that was the end of the sheep show, and then I was involved in food tent too.
Okay.
And I ran that for probably 10 years or more. And then in 1997, we had a year that was even hotter than this. And I buggy lugged water all their weekend. I said, you know what? I'm done. So I got the brilliant idea of going over to the roast beef tent.
Okay.
And I did roast beef from 98 to 2017.
Okay.
And I ran that for a couple of years. I ran a lot of stuff around here. I also spent a couple of years as treasurer, their treasurer, which was back in the day when you didn't have computers.
Mm-hmm.
I had to handwrite every single check. Chris Fisher, 75 cents for chickens.
Right.
You know, 50 cents for this, 75 cents for... I mean, it was November and December before the checks were all out. And I did that for a couple of years, gave that up, and a year or two after I got out, everything went computerized.
Right.
So they printed labels, they printed checks. What a deal.
It's amazing. The transformation you must have seen.
And I don't remember when I did the treasurer. It was between food tent two and roast beef, I think.
Okay.
But anyway, I did that for 2 years. After I got into roast beef, which was even hotter than food tent too, because you were over to Coles and you were carrying skewers. I don't know, you've seen the skewers of roast
beef. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Buggy lugging those, throwing them on the racks. They went anywhere from 60 to 100 pounds. So out of the frying pan, into the fire. And I was there for about 10 years. And every fall, I have chronic lung issues, and every fall, I would get deathly sick.
Okay.
And could not understand what the heck was going on. My pulmonologist says, what are you doing? 1 year, I decided I'm taking a year off from roast beef. I went and did smoothies. Amazingly, no lung problems since.
Huh.
Some, all the charcoal dust and, the grease and the heat.
Right.
So, a marked improvement.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
And are you still running the smoothie game?
No, I gave that up.
Yeah.
The guy that was running it left, and they wanted me to do it, and I said, nope, I'm done. So now I'm over in tacos.
Okay.
You can't ever get away from this place.
Yeah, it's the revolutionized...
There's always somebody to grab you up, right, Emily? She runs the taco.
Yeah, I've heard it was her idea.
Her and her friend Stacy Sullivan, who's another one that's been at this forever.
Yeah.
Her father started when he was a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Showing cattle just like me.
Right.
So there's a few old-timers around here.
Yeah, it's... I think that's sort of the remarkable thing about this fair is that there are still people who are sort of connected with the early days around, and it's such a community focal point for us.
I'm one of the few people that can probably go through some of them albums and name people.
Right, right.
And there's not many.
It's amazing, Mr. Smith. So how have you seen the fair change from, like, maybe from your perspective about like adding the treasure with the treasure stuff, or just in general, how have you seen the fair change?
Went from agriculture to commercial.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of commercial stuff now. Shows. I don't even remember shows back when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't really big deals.
Right. I'm sorry, keep going.
I do remember the year. I don't remember what year it was, but Brad Paisley actually played here.
Really?
You remember Brad Paisley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad and the C-Notes. And he actually came up to Connecticut a few years ago, and he went to the Cadillac Ranch, and he was putting on a show. And a bunch of the Bridgewater people went,
mm-hmm.
and they started screaming, Brad and the C-Notes. Well, he went ballistic. It's like, wow, somebody knows me. From the real old days. And he was still a kid.
Right.
But I think he was like 13 when he came up here.
It's amazing.
That was our biggest claim to fame.
Is it?
The year we got him, and nobody knew he was important.
Would you say that the Bridgewater Fair is special?
The people make it special.
Yeah. I think that's the sort of the overall consensus that I've heard. So how do the people make it special?
The dedication is incredible.
Yeah.
You got people that do it forever for the love. Kathy Sullivan, over 25 years.
Right.
You know, Don Shale, years. You know, not only the fair, but fair chairman. I don't even know how many years he did that, but, you know.
People keep coming back for a reason.
You got people that are willing to step up and do what's got to be done.
Right.
Even in the horrible years.
Yeah.
They all come together and they make it work.
Has the fair ever been canceled before?
No.
No.
Oh, yes, it was. 1955.
Oh, okay.
But that was not because of anything like that. That was because of the flood of 55.
Right.
And it wasn't Bridgewater. They could have had a fair, but nobody could get here.
Right.
There were so many flooded roads and everything that was mainly the reason they canceled it that year.
Wow. This will certainly go down in history.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any other stories that you'd like to share?
I think that's about it.
Alex, do you have any questions?
No, I think you touched on everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith. I really appreciate it. I'm going to stop recording now, okay?
Yes, all right.